Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all, with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed, staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And the structure and limited role of government is to assure that it does not exceed the authority to which we have consented or intrude on our natural rights. The Constitution is the means of government. It is the declaration that announces the ends of government. The Constitution achieves this purpose by protecting our natural rights and our liberties from concentrated power and excessive democracy.
Oh my God, I love that phrase, from excessive democracy. The whole idea is that, you know, a majority of people can get together and try to vote for something that deprives you of your rights, but the Constitution is supposed to protect the rights that the Declaration of Independence lays out from that excess of democracy. You know, the framers, the founders were horrified by some of the things we saw in history done in the name of democracy, especially direct democracy. You know, they were very familiar with Greece. They were very familiar with Rome. They were very familiar with the efforts and the failures and what had gone right and what had gone wrong. But this is a speech that Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, gave at University of Texas Austin last week. And the headline of the speech, the way it got covered all over the place, was Clarence Thomas attacks progressivism, blames World War II, Nazism, and, you know, Soviet gulags on progressives. Yeah, he does that in the speech, and we'll get to that in a second. But it's so much more than that, and it was so much more interesting than that, and the hatred that some of these media folks have for Clarence Thomas and the ideas he was expressing, and or their inability to grasp what he was saying. Perhaps because they're on the other side of it. You know, they're on the being criticized side. But it was a brilliant speech. I covered this extensively in the 5 o'clock hour and some in the 6 o'clock hour as well. So go back and listen to those podcasts. But he talks about as a kid, you know, growing up in Georgia, being a black kid in Georgia in the segregated South, you know, or even the post-segregation, post-Brown, but still, you know, not fully integrated, you know, not fully equal. And what it meant to black people to believe in the Declaration, deeply believe in it like a religious conviction, and yet to experience the failure to live up to the ideals of the Declaration all over the place every day. And it was the hope that we could move towards and the belief that they were created in the image of God with dignity and rights and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness were inherent in them, and that when government violated them, government was violating them, but it did not change the fact that they had the rights. The rights are being violated, but nevertheless, they did in fact have them. And that was crucial. He explains all of this and, you know, why D.C. fails, for example, to fix. Like, why did the Supreme Court fix or fail to fix Plessy versus Ferguson, separate but equal, for 6 years? A moral failure, cowardice, unwillingness to embrace the conclusions and implications of the Declaration of Independence. Anyway, so the Constitution is the how, the Declaration is the why.
Our Constitution creates a separation of powers and federalism, truly for the first time in modern history, to prevent the government from becoming so strong that it threatens our natural rights. Federalist number 10 proposed the idea that the great threat to our rights come from the majority faction. Human history teaches us, alas, that numerical majorities frequently seek to control government and use the state to violate rights of the minority.
Absolutely. That's always been the problem with democracy, is that, you know, a majority can try to deprive the minority of their rights, whether it's the majority of poor people trying to deprive rich people of their rights, whether it's the majority of white people trying to deprive black people of their rights, whether it's the majority, not so much numerically, but the majority with power holdings of men trying to deprive women of their rights, or slave owners versus slaves, you know, whatever the case may be, that has always been the problem. That's why the framers of the Constitution built in so many checks and balances, built in so many you cannot do this is for government, out of the fear that that would happen.
The slaveholders used the power of government to deny the fundamental rights, natural rights of the slaves. The segregationists used the state to oppress the freed men and women, including my ancestors.
Exactly. Now, that wasn't a case of numerical superiority. I mean, it sort of was, but that was more a case of the abuse of government to deprive people of their God-given rights.
As we meet today, it is unclear whether these principles will endure. At the beginning of the 20th century, a new set of first principles of government was introduced into the American mainstream. The proponents of this new set of first principles, most prominent among them, the 28th President of the United States of our country, Woodrow Wilson, called it progressivism. Since Wilson's presidency, progressivism has made many inroads into our system of government and our way of life. It has coexisted uneasily with the principles of the Declaration. Because it is opposed to those principles, it is not possible for the two to coexist forever.
And he's going to lay this out in a lot of detail. We're going to play as much of it as I can, but yes, modern progressivism, or liberalism, it used to go by, is not compatible with the principles of the Declaration of Independence. Now, I know some people would say that, you know, many conservative ideas are not as well, and that's true. We should all be committed to the principles of the Declaration, especially when they correct us, but the core idea that you have God-given rights, life, liberty, and property is the John Locke's expression. Pursuit of happiness is the Jeffersonian expression. And we actually play, I thought a lot about this last week when we were playing the First Amendment lecture from the Seligman Lecture Series at UWF. Understanding this and why it's important, again, I'm more and more convinced that if all I ever do is talk about the news of the day and never take time to talk about the big picture stuff, that it won't matter anyway. It's like, you know, putting out forest fires without ever planting trees or teaching people about the importance of trees. We got to stop every once in a while and talk about the importance of trees. And this speech, which was so widely poorly reported on by the news, if at all, was such a great expression of Americanism. That's why I wanted to share it with you. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit Boulevard also not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
If you have any kind of a repair you need, a fix, something's gone wrong with the plumbing, or you've got an electrical issue, or you want to install a generator or maintain one, or, you know, heating or air conditioning, right? We're getting into the hot spot, and so as we get into that, if something goes wrong, Peden, they're your people. They started in 1969. Robert Peden started in Panama City just doing, you know, heating and air conditioning, mostly air conditioning in the summer. But the idea was you kind of do both. And eventually expanded territorially to be in Pensacola to the west and also in Tallahassee to the east and then eventually to Baldwin County and even into Mobile County. So all the way into Alabama. But all of these things with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so they'll make sure the work is done and you're happy with it. You know, good people, good products, good installation. And right now, this spring, you can get 2 years of SmartCare for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service, and 15% off the repairs all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com. Back to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas speaking at the University of Texas Austin last week and laying into progressivism as it was conceived of by Woodrow Wilson, one of the most catastrophically dangerous presidents we've ever had.
Progressivism was not native to America. Wilson and the progressives candidly admitted that they took it from Otto von Bismarck's Germany, whose state-centric society they admired. Progressives like Wilson argued that America needed to leave behind the principles of the founding and catch up with the more advanced and sophisticated system of relatively unimpeded state power, perfected. He acknowledged that it was a foreign science, speaking very little of the language of English or American principle, which offers none but what are, to our minds, alien ideas.
You know, the thinking about Bismarck, which would have been pre-Hitler, you know, pre-Nazi Germany, but Bismarck paved the way, just like so many of the governments that the liberals at the time or progressives at the time thought, well, these are fantastic. but they paved the way. That's why you've got to always be prepared of the and what next and what happens after this.
He thus described America still stuck with its original system of government as, quote, slow to see the superiority of the European system. Progressivism was the first mainstream American political movement, with the possible exception of the pro-slavery reactionaries on the eve of the Civil War, to openly oppose the principles of the Declaration.
And they did. They openly criticized the ideas of the Declaration. And, yeah, the idea of inalienable rights is nonsense. According to Wilson, a president of the United States actually said that. Isn't that just phenomenal?
He thus described America. Progressives strove to undo the Declaration's commitment to equality and natural rights, both of which they denied were self-evident. To Wilson, the unalienable rights of the individual were, quote, a lot of nonsense.
Go look it up. That's actually something that Woodrow Wilson said.
Wilson redefined liberty not as a natural right attendant antecedent to the government, but as, quote, the right of those who are governed to adjust government to their own needs and interests. In other words, liberty no longer preceded the government as a gift from God, but was to be enjoyed at the grace of the government. The government, as Wilson reconceived it, would be, quote, beneficent and indispensable.
Man, and it's horrifying to see the contrast between the philosophy of God-given rights that are fundamental, consent of the governed that is fundamental, action to support and defend those that is fundamental, versus the progressivism that he's explaining came largely during the early part of the 20th century. This is pre-World War II, when people didn't yet know how awfully wrong all of this could go. We now know, and that's why it's important to look back and see what were the seeds and how can we avoid going down this path. Now, he's going to talk about John Dewey. I know for a lot of you, John Dewey is the guy who made the Dewey Decimal System, a hero of library organization. John Dewey was an American liberal progressive philosopher who had incredible influence over American education, among other things. That's why he's going to talk about him.
Progressives such as John Dewey attacked the framers for believing that their ideas were immutable truth, good for all times and places, when instead they were, according to him, historically conditioned and relevant only in their own time.
My God.
Now Dewey and the progressives argued those ideas are to be displaced.
You can do better. And as he says, you know, doing better isn't doing better because we've already got the answer of what humans are and what God intends us to be. Anything that's an improvement or a progress on that is actually a loss, a regression.
Progressivism seeks to replace the basic premises of the Declaration of Independence and hence our form of government. It holds that our rights and our dignities come not from God, but from government. It requires of the people a subservience and weakness incompatible with a constitution premised on the transcendent origin of our rights.
You know, one of the horrifying and amazing things about the Declaration is the degree to which it obligates us to trust other people, to put confidence in other people, to allow them to hold the rights that God gave them that we're obligated to respect. But if you don't start from that premise, then you can do anything to people you want to do. If they get in your way, you can just eliminate them. You don't have to listen to them. You don't have to honor them. You don't have to respect them. You don't have to do anything if they are interfering with the grand plan that you think is better than respecting them as individuals made in the image of God.
You will not be surprised to learn that the progressives had a great deal of contempt for us, the American people. Before he entered politics, Wilson would describe the American people as, quote, selfish, ignorant, timid, stubborn, and foolish. He lamented that we do too much by vote and too little by expert rule. Mm. He proposed that the people be ruled by administrators who use them as tools. He once again aspired to be like Germany, where the people, he said admiringly, were docile and acquiescent.
Again, that's pre-Nazi Germany, but that's still the point, is it's pre. You see this same pattern throughout Europe, Russia, China, all the places where you saw fascism or National Socialism, which are, you know, so closely aligned, or communism, which are so closely aligned, not opposite ends of the political spectrum, really come to power and do the horrible things they did.
The century of progressivism did not go well. The European system that Wilson and the progressives scolded Americans for not adopting, which he called nearly perfect, led to the governments that caused the most awful century that the world has ever seen. Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, and Mao all were intertwined with the rise of progressivism, and all were opposed to the natural rights on which our declaration are based.
See, if you see government as the source of rights and as the wise adjudicator of them and the one that gives people what they need and can do with people what needs to be done for the benefit of the state, the country, the nation, whatever, it's a completely different approach to legislation and government power than if you see the individual as the premier unit of humanity, of society, of the world, of God's plan that has to be respected because...
Many progressives expressed admiration for each of them shortly before their governments killed tens of millions of people. It was a terrible mistake to adopt progressivism's rejection of the Declaration's vision of universal, unalienable natural rights.
You know, if a million defective fill-in-the-blanks, blacks, Jews, homosexuals, gypsies get in your way, just wipe them out. They're getting in the way of progress because they are not individuals made in the image of God. That was the view of the pre-Nazis, of the pre-communists, of the pre-Maoists. And you saw what that led to eventually. An amazing speech, very much on target, needed today. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. No problems or delays to report. If you see anything, 437-1620. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
I am the great Cornholio. I need kidney for my bunghole.
Oh.
Good morning. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. At least 10 people are injured after tornadoes ripped through Oklahoma. Storm chasers reporting tornado damage in northeastern Oklahoma right around the city of Enid. A large tornado there leveling homes near Vance Air Force Base. Search and rescue teams are out looking for people trapped in houses and inside vehicles now. Nike is laying off about 1,400 people. The shoe and sportswear company said Thursday the job cuts will mostly affect its technology division in North America, Asia, and Europe. The cuts represent about 2% of the company's workforce. And Andrew, I'm sure you're excited for this. The Bachelor is coming back for its 30th season.
Thank God. Yes.
I knew you were
finally
waiting for it.
Oh, my heart, be still. Yes, tell me more about the rose.
Well, it was renewed last year, and Wednesday, ABC announced that it will return in 2027. The show had been put on hold after showrunners left the series due to the toxic workplace conditions.
Yeah, funny that. It's totally unpredictable. You know, it occurs to me that they miss a branding opportunity. I mean, it's the parade of women or men, if it's the Bachelorette, and there's roses, right? So don't you think they should have it in proximity to the Rose Parade? The Parade of Roses, the Rose Parade. I mean, it feels like there's a crossover opportunity there that somebody's missing out on. I'll leave it to people who are actually skilled in these things to figure it out. David, thanks for the update.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop of the Pentagon, providing an update on Operation Epic Fury. War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
It's a bold and dangerous mission, a gift to the world, historic, courtesy of a bold and historic president. That mission continues today.
As Secretary moments ago at the Pentagon, adding Iran is a chance to make a good deal, and 34 ships have been turned around in the Strait of Hormuz. This is what a monster tornado sounded like yesterday in Enid, Oklahoma. That from Corey Bowden on Storyful. Vance Air Force Base took a direct hit. It's closed until further notice. Crews working to restore utilities. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31. News Radio 92.3, 62 degrees. We've got sunshine this morning. We'll get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up here in just a few minutes. Santa Rosa County Commissioners voting unanimously yesterday to approve ballot language for the half-cent sales tax renewal heading to voters in November. The existing tax, which funds roads, stormwater, public safety, parks, and recreation, expires at the end of the year. The board has been working with the Trust for Public Land on the language, which could include a conservation component alongside the traditional road funding priorities. The measure now moves towards the November ballot with a submission deadline to the Supervisor of Elections in early August. Well, Pensacola Sports CEO Ray Palmer's been inducted into the Sports Event and Tourism Association Hall of Fame. Palmer's credited with significantly raising Pensacola's profile as a sports destination, a mission he's devoted a lot of his life to fulfilling.
I have been at Pensacola Sports for right at 25 years. I'm in my 25th year currently. And this is basically a lifelong achievement of working in the industry.
Some of Palmer's biggest impacts include his help in bringing major events like the SEC soccer tournament and Sun Belt Conference basketball tournaments to the area. He describes the induction as being the ultimate honor and, of course, also credits his staff, saying it takes a village. Well, people wanting to address the UWF Board of Trustees will now need to identify how they're connected to the university. Outgoing General Counsel Julie Shepherd explaining the intent behind the updated policy yesterday.
The purpose of the amendment was to encourage public participation, to explain to the public when the participation at the meeting would occur, and that would be at the beginning of either a committee meeting or a full board meeting.
Shepherd said the policy hadn't been updated in 10 years, along with the timing clarification. Speakers will now be asked to state whether they're a student, a faculty member, alumni, or a member of the public. A student speaker before the vote raised concerns about online students potentially being excluded if in-person attendance becomes required. Well, some new details out on the arrest of a man accused of planning a mass shooting at a New Orleans festival. The suspect has now been identified as a former North Carolina police officer, Christopher Gillum of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He was taken into custody at a hotel in Destin this week after authorities tracked his movements using flock cameras. Deputies say they recovered a handgun and about 200 rounds of ammunition. He's being extradited to Louisiana to face charges. The Santa Rosa Commission recognizing yesterday the Pace High School Navy Junior ROTC program for finishing second at the 2026 NJROTC Nationals. The unit won the national championship three times over the past 5 years and is placed in the top three every year. Out of roughly 580 NJROTC units nationwide, only 25 to 35 qualify for nationals each year. Cadets spoke at the meeting and said that the journey meant more than the placement, and they said the team's already focused on bringing home first place again next year. It's 7:35, and PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Bayfront Parkway showing no delays. Avalon Boulevard clear through Garson Point Bridge. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a lovely day today with a small chance of a stray sprinkle, 10% overall, otherwise mostly sunny skies. High near 78 degrees, low tonight near 68 degrees. For Saturday, 40% chance of rain as we go into the morning and afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 81. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 63 degrees. We've got sunshine this morning. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. President Trump has threatened to impose steep tariffs on the UK unless it drops its digital services tax on U.S. tech companies. The tax is a 2% levy on the revenues of search engines, social media services, and online marketplaces that derive value from UK users. Nike has announced about 1,400 layoffs, primarily in its technology department. The company said the job cuts are part of its efforts to better position the company for future growth as part of its Win Now strategy. The layoffs come after more than 700 Nike roles were eliminated in January. Intel reported first quarter earnings that beat Wall Street expectations. Revenue rose more than 7%, a sign that the chipmaker is finally starting to see some growth. The stock has been bolstered by a big investment last year by the Trump administration. Futures are mixed as all eyes remain on the Middle East and the Strait of Hormuz. Thursday, the Dow Industrials dropped 179, the Nasdaq down 219, the S&P 500 down 29. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you believe the destination is the journey, you'll love exploring in our new 2026 Subaru models, like the all-new 2026 Outback, strikingly redesigned with sharp lines and more edge, and now with financing as low as 3.9% for an amazing 75 months. Or how about the roomy Subaru Crosstrek or the family-sized Ascent? Finance either one for 2.9% for 75 months. And the long-lasting and capable Subaru Forester. Drive one home for only 1.9% for 75 months. All come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take on every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Crosstrek, Ascent, and Forester. Love is out there. Find it in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Bands on the Beach happens every Tuesday night at 7 with the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and enjoy the great music while the sun sets over the sand. This week, Chase Mitchell takes the stage. Chase is a Gulf Coast native and toured nationally as a child and teen, sharing stages with artists like Taylor Swift, Jason Aldean, and Rascal Flatts. We'll see you this Tuesday at Bands on the Beach with the Santa Rosa Island Authority and Cat Country 98.7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola.
Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beaches, festivals, and all things fun. You don't want to miss it.
The thing, too, that I love about where we live and our beaches is that they're family beaches.
Today at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I saw this at Bankrate, I think, .com, and essentially it was a survey. I'm trying to remember who did the original survey information, but the survey is having to do with whether you share all of your financial information with your spouse. And here's the question: is keeping financial secrets comparable to or worse than adultery? 437-1620, 437-1620. Is economic cheating as bad as physical infidelity? 43% of Americans surveyed said yes. About half of Americans, 45%, will admit they don't know everything about their spouse's or their partner's finances. There's an interesting generational divide here. 437-1620, feel free to weigh in. Boomers, when asked the question, we know everything about each other's personal finances, 64% said yes. I'm thinking about the 36% who don't say yes. That's amazing. Gen X, 51%. Millennials, 53%, just a little bit up. And then Gen Z, 44%, meaning that 56% of Gen Zers do not know about their significant other or spouse's finances. And I'll spoil it. You know, for me, this is a super no-brainer. You know, people, it's so funny. People are always, you know, like you get married and then you have separate bank accounts. Oh, so you're not really married. I mean, you know, that's what that looks like to me. You're keeping financial things private. Well, you know, it's my money. No, it's not. One flesh, baby. The two shall become one, for richer or for poorer. Stop. Well, you know, I need to have control over my stuff. Why is that? Well, I mean, it's mine. No, it's not. It's ours. Everything you make is ours. Everything you have is ours. And the, you know, it, the flip side of this, or like kind of the background of all this is, well, I just don't know whether I can, you know, trust them with my money. Oh, but you trust them with your body and your future and your life and your spirituality, but, you know, not your money. Gosh, idolatry much? Not to be a little bit too blunt about it, but really, the money is more important than all of that stuff? No, money is just money. Money's, I mean, nothing by comparison with your physical union or your spiritual union or your ability to pray with somebody. I mean, think about it. You're going to sit down and hold hands with somebody and pray with them while you're keeping financial secrets or deliberately keeping separate accounts? PJ, I may have a view about this. Have you noticed sometimes?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so it's scary to put our finances together. Well, yeah. Marriage is scary. Well, that's why I don't want to get married. I mean, okay, then, you know, don't get married, I guess. I mean, that's not really a better alternative, but the whole idea of marriage is every part of our lives gets melded together. Become one. A new metaphysical entity is made when you get married. You're no longer the one person and the one person. You're literally the married couple. That's not just two people separate and they happen to have some paperwork in common. That's a new thing that got made. That marriage is a new thing. That's why, you know, I love the Catholic expression on this. I'm not a Catholic, but I love the way the Catholics talk about this, is that when two people marry and then they engage in sex and they their love for each other is so great that it literally produces another life. You know, that's the idea. And the family, they're a part of you. The nuclear family is not just a collection of individuals. It's a different kind of thing than any other collection of individuals ever can be. So, yeah, people who keep separate accounts and keep, you know, I mean, are you even married? Well, I don't know that we want to just put everything together. That's scary. Oh, yeah, no, it's terrifying. I mean, of course. What if you get with an abusive person, you know, and they manipulate you or take advantage of you or they misspend the money? Yeah. Yeah, that's marriage. You're talking about marriage. Risky, dangerous, scary. You never know what's going to happen. Well, you know, they have a lot of debt, and I don't have any debt. Well, okay, then, I mean, you could say make them get out of debt before you get married. I mean, that was us, actually. You know, I had a lot of credit card debt. My wife, who's good with money, didn't. We still got married, and we shared all the finances, and she taught me how to get out of debt, and we did. And, you know, for the last, 30 years or whatever, since I've been debt-free, you know, like, I make the money. She spends the money. She manages it. I, you know, if I have questions, I ask her, but... You know, she'll tell me anything, but I don't pay attention to it. But she manages it because she's better at it than I am. In a partnership, you know, one of the things you do is you defer to somebody else's skills. Things that I'm good at, she lets me do. Things she's good at, I let her do. Well, why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't you do it that way? So, yeah, it's amazing to think about this. The researchers said that 2 in 5 Americans, again, think that financial infidelity is just as bad as physical cheating. 5% believe that it's even worse. The researcher says it's due to the trust factor. Once someone realizes their significant other has been keeping a financial secret, they might begin to question their partner's honesty in other areas of the relationship. Oh, you think? You think that maybe the person who keeps financial secrets might keep other secrets? Duh. Of course, I read this kind of funny as, you know, the problem with adultery is it leads to secret spending. Kind of like the old joke about, you know, Baptists historically have opposed, you know, dancing. You know, a lot of times, or what they call mixed bathing, you would call swimming. But, you know, the old joke is that, you know, why is it that Baptists are opposed to premarital sex? Well, because it leads to dancing. We'll come back to this in a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives. And by the way, feel free to disagree with me. Raise your questions. No problem. It never bothers me when you disagree with me. I like it. I believe in that. And, you know, we can talk about it. 437-1620. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
US 90 westbound near Milton from Glover Lane to Parkmore Plaza Drive, seeing quite a bit of congestion. So just expect a delay there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. So the sort of the premise question of the day was, is financial cheating and secrecy comparable to, worse than, less than, you know, physical, sexual, romantic cheating or, you know, secrets that you might have? And a lot of Americans believe that they're very, very similar or maybe even worse. About a client that a woman was going through divorce during negotiations, talking about life insurance. It comes out that the husband had changed beneficiaries in life insurance. For 20 years of marriage, she thought she was the beneficiary and didn't know that he'd named other people. Meaning that if he had died, she wouldn't have gotten the money. He says, I remember the look on her face. It was almost like she'd been sucker punched in the stomach. Understandably. That's right. That's an unbelievable betrayal. Even if you never know about it, the betrayal is still true. 437-1620, somebody says, I try to explain money to my spouse and she doesn't want to know. She just said, keep the house running and I don't want to know about the money. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, listen. It's not the issue of, do you have to know everything? You know, do I have to know everything my wife spends money on? Does she have to know everything that I spend money on? No, that's not the point. The point is, can you? Are you secretive about it? Do you do things where you deliberately hide it from each other? Do you keep, again, separate accounts, separate balances? This is my money, this is her money, all that kind of stuff. Which, yeah, that's not the same as, you know, like you make a budget and then you say, you know, here's your, whatever your amount is, your $50, your $100, your $300 a month for just, you know, spend it on whatever kind of money. That's still a collaborative effort to figure out how you're going to use the income that you both share as a joint ownership. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this notion that, you know, this is mine and that's yours. Well, nothing is mine and yours. Not your bodies, not your spirituality, not your beliefs, not your friends. We have separate friends. Really? That's interesting. What do your separate friends say about your spouse? You know, well, Andrew, you need to have separate friends. Okay, I have friends that my wife doesn't maybe get along with, but if there's a problem, like she doesn't like one of those people, I'm not friends with that person. Of course you give up friends for your spouse. I mean, of course. Well, Andrew, you know how manipulation works. Again, I know there are risks. I know there are downsides. I know there's abuse. Absolutely. There can be, for sure. I'm not denying that. But the idea, why would you, like, for example, you have a friend who can't stand your spouse. Why would you want to be friends with that person? That's weird. You know, like, that's an odd thing. So it's not just money. It's not just sex. It's not just your body. It's all of these things. Again, being one. Somebody here says, what about prenups? Oh, I mean, they're horrid. Well, Andrew, they make sense. Why? Well, I brought that into the relationship, and who knows whether they're going to take advantage of me. Okay, don't get married. Well, I mean, it's mine. Yeah, what's mine is ours when you get married. What you're talking about is just not marriage. You know, you're going to share some of you with them as opposed to sharing all of you with them. Which, again, I grant is terrifying, of course. Is susceptible to being misused, of course. That's what marriage is. I put my whole life in your hands. I put my whole pleasure in your hands. I put my whole finances and spirituality and our children and my ideas. I put my whole social life in your hands. You know, these folks who say you want to, like, carve out all these separate enclaves of your life and your spouse doesn't need to be involved in or privy to any of that stuff. Well, that's just not marriage. I mean, it might be something. It's just not one flesh. 437-1620. Not sharing finances is another text. 437-1620. Not sharing finances and financial information fully is designing a structural rift into the relationship that will eventually ripen into a terminal division if not rectified. Yeah, I mean, you're saying I don't trust you. You're saying I don't believe in you. I don't have confidence in you, or I can't trust you. There's something so flawed about you that I can't let you have, again, money, which is not the most important thing in your life, but you're treating it like it is. And, you know, if you would keep secrets and not trust them in one area, gosh, what does that say? How does that grow? Where else does that show up? Anyway, I just thought this was such a fascinating thing that I think so many people buy into. There's all kinds of weird ideas that people buy into. And this idea about separate finances and prenuptials and all that. I mean, a prenup is literally saying, I am preparing this marriage for divorce. Just in case we get divorced, I want to be able to defend myself against you. What a fantastic way to build failure in right from the start of your what's supposed to be a till death do us part entanglement. 751 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Friday. Hey, we talk about all kinds of things on this show. And again, I'm dead serious. If you want to disagree with me, feel free to disagree with me. It never bothers me. I actually think, I used to encourage when I taught philosophy, I used to say, you know, hey, raise your questions. Fight with me. It's fine. I get along with all kinds of people who disagree with me about all kinds of things. That's fine. That's never the issue. That's how you build relationships, haggling, negotiating, disagreeing. That's part of the reason why I love this Clarence Thomas speech. I don't have time to play the clips right now, but one of the things he was talking about is that, you know, it used to be in the day you could viciously fight with people about all kinds of intellectual things and then be friends and go play volleyball or basketball or drink beers and whatever and be friends with people you disagree with, whereas nowadays kind of the idea is if we disagree, you're the enemy. No, man, there's still people. And they can even be your close friends as long as they don't hate my spouse. 752 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, thinking about money, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, about 300 on the lot. They're going to be a year to 4 years. It's kind of the sweet spot. There might be slightly older, but that's kind of generally what you look for. And 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles, you know, they warranty everything to 100,000 miles or 10 years, all included, no extra charge, okay, because they're only selling you good cars. They specifically only buy A-conditioned cars so that it's like new without the new price tag. And, I mean, you know, probably not the brand-new car smell. But you get cars that you can count on. And you can go look at a lot of different cars, a lot of different trucks or vans or whatever, all in one place, sample a bunch of different makes and models. And if they have what you want, I mean, buy it. It'll be a great car. It'll be a good price. And if they don't have what you want, send them looking. They go buying for go shopping for people at auctions. I mean, they're buying cars all the time. And if 150 sell a month, 150 come in a month. So they're always turning over inventory and always finding new stuff. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's a tale of Tina searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till GoodRx wrote in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions, all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags that are red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Hot foot it to goodrx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Take a trip on a runaway ship with a destination course. Sorry to say that it's not the same as a magical mystery tour.
Good morning, 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 at 110 are both looking good right now. US 90 from Glover Lane to Parkmore Plaza Drive near Milton. Seeing quite a bit of congestion, so add a couple of minutes onto your trip there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Text in on this topic of economic cheating or financial separation during marriage or prenups, all that. People have said 437-1620. Andrew, aren't prenups just if things go wrong? If they go well, they don't even matter. Yeah, but you're building in a preparation for separation at the end. You prenups make it easier to separate. You don't want to build in a facility to leave. You know, the whole idea is it's supposed to be virtually impossible to end a marriage. You want it hard. That's the point. Because it's going to be hard, and you want it to be hard to leave when those hard times come. Somebody says, Andrew, you're 100% spot on about marriage. It's no wonder that the marriages that people don't agree about these fundamental things don't really last. Yes, what's yours is mine. What's mine is ours when you get married. But when you get divorced and lawyers get involved, that goes out the window. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the problems with divorce. And a lot of the divorce stuff is adversary to marriage also, right? Financial secrets. Somebody says, we're not cool in marriage. My husband had 2 credit cards in his name, and I only have mine. I handle all the finances, and he doesn't want to know. Somebody says, we've had 1 bank account for our 19 years of marriage. My wife manages the bills. It's been a wonderful arrangement since day one. By the way, painful. Can be. Because as you navigate the fights over money, but you navigate them, you build a relationship through those navigations and you accommodate. That's it. The whole point is the fighting produces a better relationship because you understand each other, you respect each other, you work these things out instead of avoiding the problems by just having, you know, yours and mine's. Somebody says, what about separate beds? Generally a terrible idea, but there are certain situations where because of schedules it can make sense. And I mean, I can't really comprehend it, but I... You know, but yeah, generally a terrible idea.
Ricky and Lucy.
What's that?
Ricky and Lucy.
A terrible idea. A fake on-screen thing because of the Hays Code at the time that you couldn't have spouses, you know, you couldn't have people in the same beds together. It's, you know, again, there are sometimes people toss and turn. As long as the rest of the relationship is healthy, I wouldn't fight too much about that one, but generally not a great idea. Somebody says, damn, Andrew, you're in a heavy pontification mode today. Yeah, well, at heart, you know, I'm a philosopher, so every once in a while. Prenups are necessary since people change and one partner could be screwed. Yep, that's what's terrifying about it. That's marriage. You know, almost one of the vows should be for change or not change. You know, when people become different people, which they do. And that's part of what's horrifying about marriage is the fact that there's no out. Yeah, no, but that's not a reason to build in failure at the start. That's a reason to act as if it's going to work and do everything you can to make that happen. 437-1620, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A U.S. Special Forces soldier who allegedly made $400,000 betting on the removal of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been arrested and is now facing charges. The Justice Department says that soldier participated in the planning and in the execution of that U.S. military operation And he's said to have placed a wager of about $30,000 right before the operation was announced. One person has died. Five people are hurt after a shooting at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge yesterday. Baton Rouge police say five people are in custody related to that shooting. And yesterday kicked off the NFL draft. The first round happened, and the Las Vegas Raiders selected Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza with the first overall pick.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Oh, this is kind of a, cool little note. I never quite know how to share these things. But I got named to News Service of Florida's top 50 over 50. You have to be 50 years old. Woohoo! Finally, something worth being old for. could just be the top 50. Why do we have to be 50? But what was neat about it is it's like CEOs and presidents of companies and organizations, and three presidents of universities are in here. Rick Scott got a Lifetime Achievement Award in this, but like all kinds of folks. There's a mayor of Fort Myers is in here. Lots of companies and organizations. My good friend Henry Kelly from Blue Wind also got the award. I think the two of us are the only ones from Pensacola. If somebody else is on there, I'm sorry that I missed your name. For this year, anyway, it's an annual award. For this year, I'm the only media person, which is crazy. So I didn't think a lot of this at first, but I start reading some of the folks they threw me in with. I thought, wow, this is like, I'm just honored to be in the group. That's amazing. Little old kid who is a philosophy teacher and does a radio show.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The ball is in Iran's court. I'm CJ Papa, Fox News. That is part of the message this morning at the Pentagon from War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
In this new phase, as Iran has an important choice, a chance to make a deal, a good deal, a wise deal.
As Secretary reports, so far, 34 ships have been turned around in the Strait of Hormuz. America's top General Dan Kane, joining the Secretary, says they are ready to use more firepower.
Today marks 55 days since the President of the United States ordered major combat operations against Iran. Today and this morning, the joint force remains postured and prepared to recommence major combat operations on the order of the President.
Well, President Trump contends U.S. military action has caused massive problems for Iran.
We've created a real mess for them.
And now new military might is at the disposal of the commander-in-chief.
CENTCOM says the U.S. Navy now has three aircraft carriers here in the Middle East region. The USS George H.W. Bush has arrived in the Indian Ocean. Already here, the USS Gerald Ford and Abraham Lincoln. This is the first time three aircraft carriers have been in the regions since 2003, leading up to the invasion in Iraq. Now, CENTCOM says the United States has now ordered 33 vessels to turn around back towards Iran under the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. Most of these ships are oil tankers. Fox's Lauren Simonetti reports at least nine Iranian tankers full of millions of barrels of oil are just sitting, unable to sell, unable to get past the American blockade.
Fox's Matt Finn in Dubai. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu revealing for the first time he underwent treatment for a malignant prostate tumor. He had also had surgery back in 2014 for a benign prostate enlargement. 76-year-old said he delayed the release by 2 months. He didn't want Iran spreading false propaganda against Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
At least 10 people suffering injuries when a vicious tornado touches down in Eden, Oklahoma. Listen to that. That's from Clay Bodenham Storyville. Now, Enid is in the north central part of the state. Fox Weather's Michael Estime has more.
You could just hear the roaring of that tornado. This and Enid very close to, dangerously close to Vance Air Force Base. This massive tornado caught ripping through the base just south of Kansas and the Oklahoma border. Getting larger and larger, even scooping up debris as it slammed the base. Now, the base is closed until further notice as crews work to restore power on the site. And we're getting our first reports, by the way, of damage in Oklahoma.
And the governor there, Kevin Stitt, says he's speaking to local leaders, working with them as they assess the damage and identify needs. House Republicans trying to come up with a compromise to pass the bill the Senate agreed to this week that would fund the Department of Homeland Security.
Some in the House GOP want to add in other items like aspects of the Save America Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson says funding just ICE and CBP has to be separate.
The Senate did what was expected. It has to be clean because it's got to be quick. That's the challenge. So we're going to socialize that with everybody and then we're going to move right to reconciliation.
The Trump administration wants this reconciliation bill to fund parts of DHS passed by June 1st. Johnson says some of the other asks may be included in yet another reconciliation bill later this year. And he says they still need to take up the Senate's appropriation bill to fund the rest of Homeland Security as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Democrats have forced the DHS to be shut down since mid-February. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza goes number one overall at the NFL draft in Pittsburgh last night. The Las Vegas Raiders selected him number one. NBA playoffs surprising Atlanta Hawks defeat the Knicks again. They lead the series 2-1. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:05 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got 62 degrees and sunny skies here in Pensacola. We'll get to our full forecast. That's up in a few minutes with Brooke Richardson. And starting out this morning, let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. US 90 westbound as you approach Milton from Glover Lane to Parkmore Plaza Drive. Seeing quite a bit of congestion, so add a couple minutes onto your trip there. Otherwise, no problems or delays to report. 437-1620 if you see anything. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Well, the city of Pensacola wants to show just how proud it is of Keela Richardson, who's now made it into the final seven for on American Idol. Now, she'll find out this coming Monday if she makes it into the top five, and then the week after if she makes it in the top three, she'll get a parade and a concert in Pensacola on May 6th as part of American Idol's Hometown Hero Celebration. The city is working with the county officials on the details, and Mayor D.C. Reeves says Pensacola is excited for Richardson's journey, and she needs our full support. Santa Rosa County Commissioners voted unanimously on Thursday to approve ballot language for the half-cent sales tax renewal heading to voters in November. The existing tax, which funds roads, stormwater, public safety, parks, and recreation, will expire at the end of the year. Now, the board's been working with the Trust for Public Land on the language, which will include a conservation component alongside the traditional road funding priorities. The measure will move towards the November ballot with a submission deadline to the Supervisor of Elections in early August. Santa Rosa County.